Blog Talk Radio.
It's a brand new morning. What's my reason? Again for living. With the brand new mercy I'm giving.
To everyone, this is a beautiful sunny day, and I hope everyone is staying safe and staying in and enjoying this beautiful day, regardless of the circumstances. Welcome to Women in Motion. We are live. I'm your host, Peggy Avila. We will feature a special guest on the last Sunday of every month. If you know of a woman we need to talk about her business, email her information to us. Our mission is to recognize and celebrate the accomplishments of women in our local communities and around the world, not excluding men. We embrace and enjoy having men on our show. Women in Motion is featured on the eWater Radio. That's KEWR-DB. Listeners' call-in number is 323-642-1757. That's 323-642-1757. You could also listen on www.blogtalkradio.com/eWater Radio. Feel free to email us at womeninmotion07@gmail.com. Well, today the show is called Well, Women in Motion Presents the Perspective, Voices of the Youth During COVID-19, a panel on how the virus has affected our youth, a live discussion on eWater Radio. So there's so much going on in the news, and we've been hearing this, and I said, you know what? Let's not talk about it, but definitely I was touched and inspired to hear what our youth have to say. So due to the current situation, the COVID-19, the pandemic, the fear, the sudden changes, all you hear on TV, how this is affecting our lives, our work, social activities, and et cetera. Once again, I was inspired to have this show dedicated to our younger generation. What is their perspective? Let them voice their opinion. Today is going to be their show. I'm just here. I'm going to monitor the time, but really, it's their show. The news is always showing the face mask, the gloves, the washing of the hands. The schools are closed, social distancing. We hear from the news. We hear from those in leadership. What are our children/young adults thinking? So we're about to go live, and the importance of perspective taking for young children, young adults, seeing and understanding the world from someone else's point of view is an important life skill. Learn why perspective taking is important and ways you could help children and help all develop. So I'm so excited because I'm really touched to hear what our young people are thinking. Where is their mindset? Do they understand? So first we're going to introduce this little sweetheart. Her name is Prisette Alexandria. She's an 8-year-old. And she's going to discuss her thoughts on being quarantined during the COVID-19. Hello, are you there? Can I call you Alexandria? Alexandria? Hello, Alexandria?
Hello?
Hello, hi. How are you? Alexandria? How are you?
Hello?
Hello, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, how are you doing today?
Well.
You're doing well? Are you having a good time today? I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I greatly appreciate that. You sound so cute. You just turned 8 years old, right?
Yes.
You did? Okay. And how do you pronounce your name correctly? Can I hear you say your name for our radio listeners?
Prisette Alexandria.
Okay. And you are 8 years old. So
yes.
I want to hear, do you understand what perspective means? Do you understand why you're here on the podcast today, on the radio show live, discussing what you're feeling? You understand that?
No.
No? Okay, well, maybe you don't understand how I presented the question to you, but I do know that you are aware of being at home, not being at school, give me your thoughts on being at home, not being able to go to school and see your friends and play. How do you feel about staying at home and not being at school?
I understand because when I'm at school, I can understand the teacher. I can understand the teacher better than the computer.
Okay, you understand the teacher better than the computer. So you enjoy being at school versus being at home. Do you know why you're at home?
Yes.
Why? Why are you at home?
Because of the COVID-19.
Because of COVID-19. Okay. Well, COVID-19. Okay. Well, you said you like being at school versus being at home. And what do you miss about being at school besides the teacher? You understand her better. What else do you miss?
I miss playing with my friends and having recess time.
And that's great. Do you enjoy doing your homework on the computer, though?
Yes.
You do. Okay. So do you know that you're washing your hands consistently? Do you understand why you're washing your hands so much? Do you understand that it's COVID-19 is like a flu? Has anyone explained that to you?
Yes.
Okay. Who's explained it to you?
Mumsy.
Okay.
And
Daddy. And who's Mumsy? And Daddy, and who's Mumsy?
Mumsy is my grandmother.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming on. You sound so cute, and you're such a little star. You're a little princess to come on the air. And I'm going to have you come back. So you hold on and you listen to the rest of the show. And I'm going to take a break right now and come back to my guest. So nobody hang up. Call up your friends. Give them the phone number, 323-642-1757. I need to do my station disclaimer right now. Then we're going to come back. So don't anyone go anywhere. Stay right with us, okay? Oh, please. We'll be right back. Okay. Thank you.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
Okay, well, we're back. Everyone still there?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Did you have anything else that you'd like to say? I'm going to call you Alexandria. Is there anything else you'd like to say right now?
Yes, social distance.
What? Okay, what does that mean to you?
It means, like, stay 6 feet away from people.
Okay, and do you like doing that?
Kind of?
What's the kind of? It's just a lot going on, right?
Yes.
It's just a lot going on. You're out of school. You said that you'd rather be at school. You're doing your homework on your computer, correct? You understand the teacher better?
Yes, I do.
You do. And you miss the teacher can talk. And the computer don't talk to you?
No?
Oh, you sound so cute. You just hold on and we'll be back with you, okay? And I have some other guests that are on. And once again, thank you so much. Callers, listeners, call in to 323-642-1757. You're listening to Women in Motion live on eWater Radio. I have Jalen, Jerry, and Nicholas Ray. And they're going to discuss and give their perspective and their thoughts on COVID-19 and how it has affected them and what they're thinking. Are you fellas there? Do I have Jerry, Jalen? Do I have Jalen, Jerry? Are the fellas on? Jalen, Jerry, Nicholas, anyone? Okay, well, can I hear anyone? Is there a technical difficulty right now? Jalen or Jerry? Hi, who do I have? Pardon? It's a bunch of static. I can barely hear you. I can't hear you at all. Can you? Pardon? No, I don't hear anything. Is there anyone that would like to say anything and talk about what's going on with COVID-19, how it's affecting our lives? And yes, I cannot. There's a technical difficulty. You're going to have to speak through your headset or speak through your earphones because I'm not picking you up. It's not connecting.
Hello, can you hear us?
So is there anyone? Yes, I can hear you now. Definitely I can hear you. And who am I speaking with right now? Thank you, listeners, for your patience, technical difficulties. Go ahead.
This is Jerry Ray.
Yes, this is Jalen.
And this is Nicholas Ray, and we want to first off thank you for having us on your show today.
You're very welcome. I'm very happy to have you guys on the show. I know there's a lot of things that you want to discuss and talk about. So you want to start?
Yeah, we do have a lot to talk about. And, again, we do thank you for having us on Women in Motion and E-Water Radio. Thank you guys all for having us. So we're here to discuss the coronavirus and how it's affecting everyone, and we're ready for it. You know, we've been talking about this stuff for days and weeks at a time. We'd be more than happy to share our thoughts on what's going on and how we can best take advantage of the circumstances.
Oh, and what are your thoughts? And if I can get you a little bit clearer, that would be perfect. So I want you to tell me, what are your thoughts, and how do you want to express your thoughts? So let me see who I'm speaking with first, and you all can just – it's a discussion. It's your show. I'm just watching the time. It's your show. I want you to speak out and voice your opinion and make a voice.
All right. So
okay, you're ready?
There's a lot of things that you know, we've been discussing, and a lot of different ways that it's affected people of our age. And you know, we talk a lot about you know, how it could have been prevented or at least slowed down. You know,
right? How it slowed down, and basically just how you know, how it's affecting everybody. Right now, financially.
Also, how it's affecting kids. Like Alexandria had said, she understands teachers better when she is in class rather than on the computer, because computers aren't teachers, aren't people. And it's hard for students and young kids to learn through computers when they don't have the in-person, you know, the teacher can't talk to them personally and have that one-on-one, that 15-minute talk with them in class, other than being on the computer. Also, recess time. She also discussed recess and being with friends. Kids are unable to cope with other teenagers or other kids or other children, and that's hard because they also lose their recess time with that. I mean, it's easy to go outside in your backyard or easy to go play basketball, but it's better to socialize with other young adults. And COVID has it has took that away from, you know, it's not only the youth, but also the adults. Adults aren't going out and going to work anymore, not driving necessarily. A lot of adults have been staying in home, working from home. And I would later on discuss that, how is that going to affect after COVID is over? Are adults or are jobs going to, you know, keep adults at home, working from home, and are, you know, is that going to be a problem, you know, 2021 or 2022?
Yeah, and honestly, I think children, they are taking a hit on it. But, you know, I feel like kids will take a hit on it because, you know, they're not able to see the teacher and just be there while, the, you know, while being around other kids and learning from other kids, because a lot of what you learn in high school or in elementary school is not necessarily what you learn in class, in my opinion, but what you learn from the people around you and just, you know, experiences. And that's this COVID-19, I feel like it's taking a lot of experience out of people's lives, even if it's just for a couple months or if it goes on for a year. A lot of these experiences are really what's affecting also me, in a sense.
And to follow that up, another thing we've also been discussing is the adults. You know, the kids, of course, have been taking a hit on this this global pandemic, but the adults have too. A lot of people are still learning how to cope, with the social distancing, the stay-at-home orders, and there's a big conflict between if the coronavirus is real, is it fake? There's people
right.
protesting, saying, we want to open up our government. And then there's other people saying, everybody needs to stay home. And, it's kind of a bold statement to say, but I believe it's, people out there asking, if it's real. There's thousands of people dying every day. And,
Mumsy,
there's a people protesting and they're out there,
and
coming out there
on
random people and stuff like that. And I feel like it's a good idea to stay home and try to get this thing figured out, but also it's about understanding both sides of the spectrum as far as people wanting to protest. These people are probably lost their incomes or have no way to pay their rent or have no way to buy groceries, and they're more worried about their livelihood.
Right.
And
talk about economics. Yeah, let's talk about the economics right now. That really goes into Nick just set a point with how people are having to work from home, and
right.
Some people aren't even able to work.
Right.
And that's a lot of people, actually. And honestly, we're doing a lot of research. And what was it, about 30% of Americans saved up $1,000, have $1,000 saved up. That means that 70% of Americans do not have at least $1,000 saved up for situations like this. And I feel like it's just going to take a toll on a lot of people.
Right.
We might not see it now because, we have stimulus checks coming out and government assistance, but if this thing goes on as long as they're expecting it, I feel like it's going to have a huge toll. And
it's going to have a big impact on the United States economy. Some people have their perspectives, and like I said earlier, some people have the perspective where they're trying to just keep up their livelihoods by, some people can't go to work. Some people are still going to work. Some people are still able to, maintain their livelihood, still able to put food on the table, still able to, put clothes on their kids' backs and things like that. But basically, none of us are in the same boat, but we're all in the same storm. So basically,
yeah,
it's like,
I like that one.
Yeah, so we have to really just, all try to understand each other, just understand each other, help each other out where we can, and try to get this pandemic, knocked out.
And right now it's a hard time for millennials and young adults from ages 18 to about 32. A lot of us are, we want to go out and party, and we want to go out and hang out. It's our prime time. And this hit us right in the neck and in our backs. And we didn't know, none of us seen it coming. No one's seen it coming. And 60 million people lost their jobs, including us millennials. That means 13% has unemployment rate. 13% of the United States has an unemployment rate, according to The Guardian.
Right.
Yeah.
And that was a big hit since 2009. And what happened in 2008, the recession?
Yep.
And right after the recession in 2009, we haven't had that hit since that time. And that's huge. And so a lot of us millennials, a lot of us young people aren't going to know how to come back, but some of us may, we're looking to our parents right now. Yeah, it's going to be hard because a lot of us now are making money through our homes anyway. A lot of young people through computers, video games, you know, we're doing a lot of online Amazon selling.
You know, that's a good thing about these young millennials that are pretty much taking advantage of the internet and, you know, just using that the internet as a way of, you know, keeping money. I mean, keeping their jobs and stuff like that. So, I mean, I guess millennials are getting hit hard, especially ones that are out living on their own and don't have anything to fall back on. You know, I've actually spoken to a couple nurses and doctors that say they're actually out of work because they're not able to do surgeries and stuff like that. They actually have to hospitals are focusing more on these people that are diagnosed, and that's really keeping a lot of people out their jobs.
I mean, I want to ask my brother something. What do you guys think? What do you guys think could have help prevent, you know, once we knew about it, like, yeah. What do you think? Like, I feel like a lot of people didn't really take it as serious as they should have in the beginning, you know?
Yeah, and honestly, like you said, people didn't take it as serious because a lot of people depend on the, and this can be a good thing, it can be a bad thing, but a lot of people depend on too much the government and, you know, what they put out there.
Yeah, that's
so
true. I hear a lot of people blaming Trump. You know, I'm not going to say if I'm a Trump supporter or not, because that really doesn't matter, but whoever it is, you know, it's one person and you know, it's one person against all the millions of people in the world. I mean, in the United States, it's like everybody's blaming Trump for this and this and that. But it's like us as the people of the United States kind of need to look at ourselves as people,
right,
and be like, you know, kind of like we're looking at this man, but it's like it's up to us because we're the ones,
right,
spreading it to,
exactly,
each other. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So we can either take that information that we got, whether we got it late or too soon, we can take that information and run with it, or just complain that we received that information too late.
Right.
Right now, I feel like it's just about all of, like, you know, coming together and,
right,
and you know, sacrificing that couple of weeks of going out to your favorite restaurant, going out to your favorite club or bar,
right,
just, you know, holding yourself accountable. And a lot of Americans selfish, and I feel like,
it goes back to
what you guys talked about. You said a lot right here. I'm just going to interject, so hold that thought. You said a lot about, you're talking about economy, and I have some other things I want to ask, but like I said, it's your show, but you were talking about economy. Do you young gentlemen think that people are taking advantage of this as financial gain from the government instead of trying to save what they have? Because like one of you said, you never know what's going to happen, because this just happened out the clear blue. So you think people are just taking advantage of this to get, you know, a stimulus check, which is really no money. You can't live off of it. And if you're a doctor, a nurse, or whatever your job position may be, whatever you do, your living circumstances are – the word I'm trying,
right,
to say is you get things to accommodate what their finances are. Do you think a lot of people are just looking at how they can get a loan and how they can get a stimulus check and get that and get this and get over? Are they looking at the importance of how real this is? What's your opinion on that?
No,
your voice.
Personally, I think that, you know, me, myself being a young adult, 24 years old, that we are taking the stimulus checks. We're taking advantage of that. And we think money just, you know, we think just because something, you know, an epidemic like this happens, that we just take the money and run, and, you know, the government will always have our backs, and we're not looking out for ourselves. I have friends who took this money and was like, hey, I'm getting $600 every week. I'm good. I'm you know, fine for the next few months, but not really looking forward to the future.
Right,
they go and spend it.
If this thing continues to, you know, hit people as hard as it's hitting, and, you know, it starts affecting a lot more people. Like Jerry said, they spend it. You know, if you take advantage of it now and spend it on whatever you like and not actually use it for what the purpose of it is for, you know, we're going to look back at the government like, well, they should have done more. They should have done this. They should have done that. And if, you know, if people continue to take advantage of it in that way, right now, living in the moment, you know, it can possibly have a negative effect for us in the future if this COVID-19 continues. So right now, I honestly don't think that people should be, in quote-unquote, taking advantage and using that money for anything other than food and source resources that can help them later on or pay rent.
I agree with my brothers on that one. Although I'm not a person to really, you know, too much opinionate on what others do with their money, but I do feel like, you know, a lot of people are taking advantage of, you know, the money, and they're not really thinking that, you know, what if they really do need that stimulus, you know, that money, and it's gone for, you know, them thinking whatever they might have. Some people take it as, you know, oh, I just got a couple extra dollars. But if this continues and keeps on going and going and going, I mean, people are going to feel like, you know, dang, I wish I would have saved that, because, I mean, what am I going to do now, you know? Like, what's my next move? Because I can't go to work. I have no income or whatever the situation may be.
Right. Especially if companies start, you know, laying people off, because it hasn't happened, and it's really not the center of attention right now. Right now it's just how – you know, what can we do to prevent it from getting worse? And honestly, that's what I feel like the focus is on now, is just how to prevent it. But if it goes further than that, what do we do?
Yeah, that's a good question.
A good question. Do you think it's a good time to buy a house or buy a car or things like that? Do you think it's a good time? You're young. Let's see your perspective on that. That's what young people do. They go buy things. When you get money, the first thing you do is, I want to buy a car rolling.
No, see, I don't think it is a great time to buy a big asset right now, but what you should do is save the money, and I've heard it from numerous people, is to invest in it. When this is over, as you see, gas is pretty low right now, 90%. I think it cut down by 90%. And once it rises again, you should invest in some, you know, oil. Stocks.
Oil is good. That's a great investment.
Yeah, and it's pretty low right now, so it's going to rise. It's going to come back on the rise. But, personally, I think investing in something, a big asset right now, as far as a house, maybe a car, or...
Yeah, I don't feel like that's a good idea, honestly. What do you think?
I would say it's best for us to just focus on getting this pandemic knocked out before, you know, anybody wants to think about, you know, going and buying a car or anything like that. You know, we still have this on our hands. So it's like focus on, you know, me and my family, we're focusing on keeping food on the table and a roof over our head right now, and trying to stay safe from this pandemic and quarantining. I mean, it's hard, you know, staying in the house all day, every day, but, you know, that's the only choice that we have right now, you know? So, I mean, we're just trying to keep up and, you know, trying to keep our family safe. You know, we want everybody, you know, we don't wish this on anybody, you know, and you know, we don't want to put anybody at risk. So, like my brother said, it's just about, you know, making a sacrifice and just focusing on the right things.
And abiding by the rules, huh? So the main thing is, because it's important, lives are important, right? So if you don't quarantine and do what you're supposed to do, you're jeopardizing other lives. So
yep.
Say that, I know economy is everything right now as well, but saving a life is even more.
Exactly.
You only get one life to live.
Exactly.
You agree with that? So that's very important.
I mean,
the doctors, the firefighters, the police officers, they have families as well, but they're out sacrificing to save lives.
Exactly.
Do you have
right.
any opinions on that? Your perspective on that?
Yeah, I think COVID is very political. We have governors opening up, Trump's opening up more things. You know, they're talking about the U.S. opening back up, but nobody's really looking at our people right now. Nobody's looking at how many people are still being affected or going into hospitals.
I mean,
and it's all political through the economy. We just want, you know, we want to earn our money back, and we want to keep the cycle rolling with the United States government.
Right. And you know, the bounce back.
You guys
what you're
had
saying,
also said. Go ahead.
So, I'm sorry. What?
No, you guys had also said, is it real? What are your opinion, your perspective on, is it real? What do you mean, is it real? Can we collaborate on that?
I think honestly, the people who are asking, you know, if this is real, to me, it's a really ignorant question. Like I said, it's, you know, for people to even ask that is like, or the people, I guess, conspiracy theorists, I'm going to say, you know, there's people dying. There's people, you know, people who've lost family members. And it's like, you know, that's kind of, it's just disrespectful to those people. And these people aren't taking it serious. But in my opinion, you know, it's a very real situation that we're in right now. And, you know, it's just people just have to take it a lot more serious. People don't feel like, you know, it can happen to them until it's, you know, knocking on their front door.
Yeah, the COVID-19 is very real. Obviously, when Kobe Bryant died, everyone knew that was real when they found out. But you have people still going out, still doing things, having big parties, going out to lakes, and they're not taking it serious. But I bet if one of their family members, you know, or one of their friends or somebody they knew had even caught the virus, they start taking it seriously, and
right. And I don't think people start. Yeah, I don't think people start taking it serious until they do see that a family member or a friend or someone close to them has been diagnosed. But you know, it's a lot of people out there that do have those friends, and you know, a lot of people that are trying to, you know, tell other people like, hey, this is real. To say that it's something that's not real is very, like Nick said, it's ignorant and naive in a way. You know, and, you know, like Jerry was saying, how Kobe passed, like that, you know, that's just a wake-up call. And honestly, it did put a lot of people, you know, that death has really set a precedent to show that, you know, anything can happen to anyone. And, you know,
that's
the
so
people
true.
That actually looked at that death that way are really in that, those are the people that are in the house and protecting themselves just because they know. You know, and protecting their families, exactly, because if it, you know, hey, if it happens to me, it does, but if it does happen to my family, that's where it becomes scary, like, you know, that's where it becomes scary, but anyways,
you're more scared for you to give it to
bring
somebody
it home,
that you
exactly.
love than
yeah.
you even catching it, you know?
Exactly, and, it's a crazy time we're living, but to say that it's not real, that's, like I said, it's naive. Now, to say that, you know, I can understand where people speculate where it came from and how it was created. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
the question that you can bring in a play, because it came from Wuhan, China, where
right.
where they were testing biochemical
right.
stuff. And, you know, nowadays it's not – when we have wars, it's not going to be combat to combat.
Right.
Face to face, hand to hand combat. It'll be more like Russia, you know, vote interference or biochemical warfare or electronic hacking.
It's a new day and age.
It's a new day and age. It's a new day of warfare. You know, playing Call of Duty.
Right,
they
right,
kind of
right, right.
they kind of forecast.
That's
kind of
like the old school of that like, you know, hand to hand combat and shooting at each other and stuff in war is kind of a it's kind of an old school type of deal, you know. It's a lot different now, but you know we just, like I said, I mean, it's not even about all that. It's just like, you know, we're just people. We're all
exactly.
just trying to live, you know.
And if we can't do something to prevent the spread,
exactly, we're gonna try to do it.
Do you think they're working on something to prevent the COVID-19?
One more time.
Do you think that they're really working on something to prevent COVID-19? I just want your perspective on it. I hear everything. I'm just asking your perspective on it. You're live here on
right.
Blog Talk Radio on Women
right.
in Motion. Let's hear from your voice because this
yeah,
is your show.
For sure.
This is your discussion. So let's hear.
Yes,
I want to hear. I hear how people in my age group and older people on the news and what they think, people with jobs settling in their homes and stuff. But you guys are, you're younger. You're a younger generation. Millennials, you have goals. You graduated from college or going to college, and there are things that you want to do. I'm sure you haven't given up on that. So do you think that they're working on something to prevent it at this time? I know the news says that they are, but what is your opinion on that?
My opinion, I mean, I see, you know, like we said, it's a new day and age, so there's a lot of social media. You know, I have social media, and I see a lot of nurses, doctors making videos and stuff like that. And in my honest opinion, I really do feel like there are a lot of people really trying to prevent this and really putting themselves on the front line. And, you know, they're really risking their lives and trying to help people. I feel like they're really trying to, you know, really trying to help prevent and do whatever they can to help you too, you know. So I would say, yeah, I honestly feel like there's a lot of people trying to help prevent this this pandemic that we're going through.
And I can agree
okay.
with that. I feel like it's a lot of people trying to, you know, trying to find a cure or a vaccine or whatever it is they do to, you know, stop this from spreading. But, you know, I was even talking to people at my job. I know one doctor or nurse, she actually caught the disease because she was out testing a patient, and he actually just burped on her. He burped on her, and she ended up being diagnosed with the virus a couple weeks or a week later. Said she could hardly jump in the shower because she lost all her breath and she was unable to breathe. It was just that difficult. But anyways, I feel like it's people in there trying to find a cure or vaccine. It's something different that they've never seen. And like I said, you know,
it's the first time. It's the first time. I mean, all of us ever been through anything like this, you know?
Right, right.
So I mean, it's just something you gotta, you know.
Right. It's,
And how has this affected you guys?
How has it affected us? You know, it's
yeah.
Me personally, I'm having to work from home, and that really sets, you know, that really, it's different. It's different. I like it, honestly, and nowadays I feel like, you know, this can be something that can go on. Later on, like, you know, if you're able to work from home, I feel like that's it's a good thing. You know, we're finding a lot of stuff out by this COVID-19 hitting us this hard. You know, we're able to work from home, and it's really I can essentially say that it's somewhat benefited me. I'm not having to pay for gas to drive all the way to work. That's one thing that I can look forward to.
Not only working from home, but, you know, being young, I would also like to still go out on the weekends, you know, go have a drink with some of my work friends after. Just do things where I'm able to be outside or be able to just take a cruise or, you know, walk along in a park. But even that's being regulated by police and, you know, the city, and that's prohibited. But it is hard being young and in this certain era. But it is teaching us. It is teaching us how to get through it and, you know, who knows? There may be a second wave. There is talk about a second wave of it, and, you know, we're just learning through experience and just gaining more knowledge on this epidemic.
Epidemic, right? And I agree with what Jerry said. Just not being able to go out and, you know, experience life during this time. It's like, you know, it's like we're off.
It's almost
in jail.
Life is on pause.
And on pause, exactly. It's like it's on pause. And.
And I feel like a lot of people our age are learning a lot how to cook now.
I like that.
You know, yeah. And we, you know, it's just like my brother said, you know, we're young. We like to go out on the weekends. We like to, you know, we work and then go out on the weekends, have a good time. You know, just affected us by, you know, all the stores closing early. Like me and my brother drove up to Walmart the other day around like 9 o'clock. This is usually a 24-hour Walmart. And they were closed at 9 o'clock, and we had no idea. We went to Costco the, last week around 7 or 8 o'clock, and they were closed. And it's just like, dang, you know, we have to kind of learn, like, it's kind of, it's almost a new way of life, you know? Like, it's almost, like, you know, we're just trying to get used to that. Yeah, used to all of this new new rules and regulations.
A lot of adjustments.
Right. A lot of adjustments, and that's the thing. You know, if life is like this, as long, you know, if life continues to go this way, I don't feel like it'll be good. You know, a couple months, that's cool. We can stay in the house. We can, you know, prevent ourselves from going out. But, you know, if this continues, I feel like it'll be an uproar, a very big uproar, and it's really hindering just the the structure of America, or the infrastructure.
You can kind of say that in a way.
And we were discussing earlier how that can affect, you know, our relationships with other countries, and there's other countries coming in and trying to take advantage of, you know, what we're going through. Although it's every country seems to be going through the same thing. It's just, you know, knowing that this can really mess the infrastructure up is kind of scary.
It's kind of nerve-wracking.
It's nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot. It's so much. It's just, it's overwhelming. And I like at this time, do I have any callers that are listening that would like to ask a question to these young men, Jalen, Jerry, and Nicholas, who host this discussion on COVID-19. You have any questions you'd like to ask them? Can you please do so now? Any questions? I see that these young men have thought things out. They've been talking about it. Anyone, you have a question you'd like to ask?
Yes, I have
a
question.
Go ahead.
Yes, I have a question. I just wanted to know, so since you guys have not been able to, you know, go to work, you're working from home and all, what have you been doing to utilize your spare time?
One thing, I mean, a lot of Call of Duty. That's one thing for sure. A lot of Call of Duty, gaining a little bit of weight, eating a lot of food, you know, just basic stuff, watching movies, you know, different little stuff.
Well, we do a lot of outside working, you know. We're here together as a family, washing, you know, dishes, cleaning, just a lot of stuff around the house. We each take turns going out to get supplies and things like toilet paper or soap or, you know, and watching movies together.
Yeah, it's, you know, spending a lot of time with the family, that's for sure. You know, going outside, maybe watching a movie by our fireplace, and you know, we actually set up a fire pit, and we're watching movies on a inflatable projector screen. So we, you know, just spending a lot of time with family and trying to find things to do around the house.
Any other questions? Next question? Anyone? Caller? Any callers have a question you'd like to ask? These young men are here, and they're giving their perspective on COVID-19, how they're embracing family time, how to be safe, how to invest your time and your finances wisely, how to just think positive and stay inspired. So is there anyone that have any other questions? Thank you, the last caller, for your question. We greatly appreciate it. Is there anyone else? Well, if you do, let me know. Now, I would like to ask you gentlemen, in your own words, I would like for you to say to our listeners some words of inspiration, how to stay positive, how to look at it in the bright side, how to still pursue your goals and move forward. Can you give some words on that, please?
You know, yeah, so now I'll go ahead and start with that. Honestly, I feel like, you know, everyone out there, just focus on, you know, what you can do to, for one, prevent yourself from catching the disease. And then after that, you know, just looking forward into once this is all gone, once this is passed, just what you want to get accomplished once it's done, and how, you know, just use this time to really just plan on your, you know, the, you know, plan on what you're going to do once this is done and we're able to go outside. Just be able to plan during this time. And, you know, since I'm a finance or an accountant major, I do want to put out there that a lot of people should really start looking into just investing for now, and saving some money for rainy days such as this rainy day, because like all rainy days, there's a sunny day following it.
Yeah, I would say for me it's just real simple. I would just say keep God first. Try to stay safe. We all have a lot of time to speculate on what's the next thing that we want to do when all of this is done. We have time to put ourselves in position, or to at least think about putting ourselves in a position that we want to be in. You know, it's a lot of time, it's a lot of downtime for us to think to ourselves and,
Yep, and take some time to reflect the plans that God has for you. Maybe pick up that dusty Bible on your nightstand, open it up, read the first verse, read the last verse, and just pray as a family, pray as a group. You know, don't pray individually. We're all here together. We're all here as a family. It's not only you. It's everyone in this world that's going through this.
I agree. Just putting God first and having trust in Him. Really, that's all, you know, that's all we can do right now.
Well, that is just excellent. These are the voices listeners of our young adults. This is our young generation. This is our future. Our generation of our upcoming future. Read your word, stay safe, stay focused, embrace your family time. A lot of things that they're doing at home, in the house, they're encouraging younger ones. You do have that desire to want to go out, be with your friends, and go party, go listen to your music, go out, get in your car, and take a ride. Summertime is almost here. You can't celebrate your birthday. You can't go to have a funeral because you have to have a certain amount of people. If someone gets sick, you can't go in the hospital. It's just so much. Do you think that this is going to end? And you did comment on it. Do you think this is going to end soon, or do you think it's going to be lingered on for another year or so?
In my opinion,
anybody?
Of course, we're all hoping that it's going to end soon, but like we said multiple times, if people aren't, following the stay-at-home orders and the rules and regulations of their government, then I think it is possible that it can linger on for a nice amount of time. But I feel like if we all, stay home in quarantine like we're supposed to do and let the doctors help and cure the people who do have it, I feel like we can get it knocked out.
I agree. There
okay.
should be
and did
no
you guys
reason
discuss? Go ahead. Is no reason?
Yes, I'm sorry. So it's just bouncing on what Nick said. It's no reason for it to continue if we all just follow the, government shutdown rules. And, if it does linger, even if we do follow those rules, and then we know that, it's something different. It may not just be that 2 weeks. Yeah, we should only, continue to go get stuff when you need it. And, like you said, people are dying and stuff like that. That's the sad reality of it. You know, we're not able to go to funerals and be there with people that do have the virus and are dying alone. That's the sad reality of it. But, like Nick said, if we continue to follow these rules, we shouldn't have any problems.
Do you think that people are overspending in the grocery stores? What's your perspective? You think they're panicking and they're overspending?
Yes, definitely. I think we are overspending. I think people are being selfish. And I think that before all of this, we should have things stocked up like cans of food and extra water. and you know, paper, or you know, just some little small things. I think people took it a little too over exaggerated when buying extra supplies, not leaving some for the elderly or not leaving some for the people who have infants and kids, and it's making it hard for the middle-aged people or the young people, the young college students who finally get to go to the store because they got their checks and now there's nothing there for them to buy. You know, it's hard. It's hard for a lot of people.
And that just goes back to that kind of goes back to saying, you know, we're all in this together. We all need to just look out for each other. You know, it doesn't make sense for people to have 500 rolls of tissue in their house in the garage just sitting there, and then there's people who have no tissue and have to wait for the stores to restock on tissue. And like my brother said, like, you know, the elderly raised us. So it's like, you know, it's our turn to look out for them too, you know. We all just have to look out for each other and try to help each other out where we can instead of being, you know, so focused on ourselves so much.
And trying to gain. You young man are raised very well. You speak very well. Was there anything, we only have a few minutes left, was there anything that you wanted to give your perspective on in maybe like 2 minutes that you didn't talk about? You talked about, is it real? You talked about preventing, how it has affected the people, how it's affected the economy. You covered and talked about quite a bit. Was there anything else briefly you would like to say? Remember, it's your show. It's a discussion. I'm really not trying to interview today. I just wanted you to take control and talk and voice your opinion, the perspective on COVID-19 from our younger generation.
I would say if I were to say something briefly, it kind of goes back to what I said earlier, but just, you know, try to understand the next person's situation. You know, we all can at least try to do that, you know. You know, I may have food or you may have food or you may not have food. I mean, if you see somebody in need and you're able to give a helping hand, go ahead and give that a helping hand to, you know, the next person who might not have what you have, or vice versa. You know, I would just say try to walk in somebody else's shoes for a day or, you know, just try to understand people's situations and don't feel so, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Be grateful. You know, we all should be grateful, that we do have, because there's some people who don't. And, you know, it's just something to think about. Like I said earlier, sometimes people don't really realize other people's situations until they're in that situation. You know, it's always good to, you know, just try to put yourself in somebody else's shoes.
I agree with that.
Do you feel that we're really pushing it? Do you feel that within your age group, the younger generation, do you think that they are giving up or they're feeling depressed, going through?
Not
that?
At all.
Not at all. Why would you say not at all?
I would say not at all because, you know, I'm one of them, and you know, my brothers are one of them. It's a rainy day. You know, and life isn't about, you know, always having everything set in place to where you don't have any issues or problems. Like when issues like this come around or problems like this come around, it's just another day in life.
Also, I think we, the younger generation, is content with being in the house maybe 24 hours a day or more. So, you know, we think that it's just another day. We're not really too fond of going out, you know, going outside. You see all these kids and electronics, 15-year-olds who can play the games for 8 hours a day. It's something usual to them. So it's not really – it's affecting them, but they don't know that. It's affecting them in the future, but as of now – you know, it's a usual thing of being in the house all day. Maybe not their parents teaching them or, you know, being their teachers or being at home with their parents every day or siblings, you know, things like that.
I think it might, I mean, I think some people may be, you know, affected or depressed by it. You know, some people some people, you know, it's hard for maybe being in the house all day and all night. Sometimes, you know, just seeing happy faces and stuff like that might, you know, make other people happy, or they may be going through some stuff on their own and not being able to see their friends and not be able to, you know, do the things that they normally do to make them happy. That may affect some people, you know, but,
okay.
I don't know.
You guys said a lot.
Let's do this.
I'm going to interject. Let's do this since we're pressing it for time. Nicholas, let's start with you. Two tips on safety on COVID-19. Just two tips. Two great tips for our radio listeners.
Two safety tips. When you go in somewhere or out somewhere, wash your hands and make sure you invest in a mask. Those will be my two tips. Wash your hands, and wear a mask.
Okay, two tips. Jerry?
I would say one tip is to go out when you need to, not when you want to. And another thing is when you do go out, say you're getting gas, or say you know, 50 people touch the door handle when they walk through a liquor store or a 7-Eleven. Always be careful and have a bottle of hand sanitizer in your car or Clorox wipe.
Wonderful. Jalen, two tips. We got 1 minute.
I'd say, you know, wash your hands and just be curious of what you're touching. If you don't want something in a store, don't grab it. Don't touch it. Just grab what you need and head out. When you go to take out, be curious of what you're touching.
Okay. You guys are phenomenal. I greatly appreciate you joining us here on eWater Radio on the Women in Motion, discussing your perspective on what's going on with COVID-19. You have been awesome and phenomenal. Your parents should be very proud of you. You gentlemen speak so well. You seem like you got things organized in your mindset. You're staying positive. You're staying focused. You're moving forward in the direction to looking forward to the future, looking at an economy, looking at how it affects people, how it's affecting the world, and what you can do to make a difference and make a change. And it starts within yourself with self-manifestation, which you gentlemen agree.
Yes. And again,
are you there?
And again, I would like to say thank you to Alexandra, the young 8-year-old who spoke, and also to Woman in Motion and eWater Radio, KEWREDB. Just thank you for letting us be on here, and thank you, Miss Peggy.
You're very welcome, and I'd like to say thank you once again to Alexandria, 8 years old, who joined us, voicing her opinion. So sweet, so cute, just natural and normal, and talked about school and the teacher and being at home. She was awesome. Everyone listening today, I can't thank you enough. I appreciate you. We're going to have to come back and talk about this again. You have a wonderful and a blessed day, and we're out. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon. You're listening to Women in Motion on the eWater Radio.
It's a brand new morning. What's my reason? I get for living. With the mercy I'm giving. Ooh.